I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update from Monday, June 6th. A stabbing outside a North Quincy restaurant early yesterday morning is under investigation. Police say a 47-year-old Georgia man was stabbed in the parking lot of the Cathay Pacific on Hancock Street in North Quincy at about 1:30 yesterday morning. The unidentified victim was taken by a friend to Boston Medical Center with a stab wound to his lower abdomen. Police say the injuries are non-life-threatening and that the victim does not want to press charges against the suspect and is not cooperating with the investigation. The hospital notified police about the stabbing. The victim says he was attacked while speaking with a former female friend that he knew from the Randolph High School class of 1995 named Mercedes. Police say alcohol was involved in the incident. Quincy City Council meets tonight to deal with a number of annual appropriations. Some big-ticket items include over $11 million for sewer system improvements and over $1 million from the Community Preservation Fund. At MWRA, no-interest loan would fund the sewer program. Also tonight, City Council will consider making an area of Center Street a transit-oriented district in order to encourage new development. Officials will also vote on the city's five-year housing production plan. The meeting begins with a public hearing at 7:25, followed by the full council meeting at 7:30 at City Hall. $500 checks for about 330,000 Massachusetts workers are going out in the mail today as part of the second round of the state's Essential Employee Premium Pay Program. 500,000 low-income workers received the first round of payments in March based on their 2020 tax returns. For the second round, eligibility criteria are similar but determined by 2021 state tax returns. Those who collected a payment in the first round of the program or anyone who received unemployment compensation last year are not eligible. Individuals will be eligible for payments if their 2021 income from employment was at least $13,500 and their total income put them at or below 30% of the federal poverty level. Single filers with no dependents cannot make over $38,640. In order to get a check, married filers with two dependents can have a household income of up to $79,500 to be eligible. Once the second round of payments is complete, the state will have doled out more than $400 million of the $460 million program approved by the legislature back in December and funded by the American Rescue Plan Act. The driver's licenses and IDs of more than 50,000 Massachusetts residents were printed without a certain fraud prevention feature. So beginning today, those residents will receive new documents in the mail. The issue was caused by a single faulty printer. Representatives from the Virginia-based company that prints licenses and ID cards for the Mass RMV contacted state officials to alert them to the issue on May 25th. Although the documents are still valid, they do not have a specific fraud prevention component. The residents that receive the IDs and licenses will be instructed to destroy their old documents, but no other action is required, and there will be no impact to the driving records of any residents. About three-quarters of Massachusetts is either in a moderate drought or abnormally dry, according to recent data from the U.S. Drought Monitor. The most parched areas include Boston, Metro West, the North Shore, and the South Shore. The most recent report on May 31st shows just under 74% of the state, from eastern Massachusetts through central Massachusetts, is suffering from arid conditions. The central part of the state and the Cape and the islands are considered abnormally dry. The rest of the dry area is in a moderate drought situation. The dry spell started back in May in Greater Boston and spread out from there over the course of the month. There's no sign of any relief in the immediate forecast. Massachusetts Democrats gathered in Worcester for their state party convention Saturday as they seek to regain the governor's office and retain control of virtually every other source of political power in the state. Attorney General Mara Healey and State Senator Sonia Chang-Diaz are both hoping to win the top office in November, but they must first go head-to-head in the fall primary. Healey won the party endorsement with 71% of the delegate votes on Saturday. Chang-Diaz won 29%, enough to get her name on the September primary ballot. Healey and Chang-Diaz are both popular among the party faithful, although Healey has the benefit of having run statewide twice, winning both times. Healey also has the financial edge. As of the beginning of May, Healey had more than $4.9 million in her campaign account, compared to just $350,000 for Chang-Diaz. The cost of gasoline continues to rise in Massachusetts as the price for regular gas now $5 a gallon or higher at some stations in the state. Yesterday, AAA listed the average price for regular gasoline in Massachusetts, $4.94 a gallon, which was about 10 cents higher than the national average. In addition, yesterday's average price for a gallon of regular gas in Massachusetts was 21 cents higher than it was a week before, 68 cents higher than the previous month, $2 higher than the previous year. During an appearance on ABC's This Week, U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said increasing production will be part of the solution to lowering gas prices. Check up business news this morning, and stocks open the week in negative territory. The Dow down 348, NASDAQ dropped 304, S&P fell 68. Global stocks and Wall Street futures advanced. The dollar's down, the euro rose, oil at over $119 a barrel. In sports, Golden State beats the Celtics 107-88 on the West Coast last night, tying up the NBA Finals at one game apiece and bringing Game 3 back to Boston Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Red Sox beat the A's in Oakland 5-2. They'll be in L.A. to take on the Angels at 9:38 tonight. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, mostly sunny and a high near 80. For tonight, cloudy, a low 54. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, high near 80 degrees. Scattered thunderstorms Wednesday at a high of 72. Some showers Thursday, high 74. For the boater, waves about a foot. Northerly wind will become easterly later today. The high tide not till 5:24 p.m. Sunrise at 5:07, set at 8:17. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update, Monday, June 6th.